President Hinckley, brethren and sisters, a good man had been given the assignment in his ward of arranging for the Boy Scout banquet. He'd worked hard, he had made his choices and carried them through. The tables were set, the food was in the pot, and the hour was drawing nigh. And then his wife came over early to check everything out. Everything seemed to be in order, but it looked kind of colorless to her trained eye. And so she said to him, "Okay, honey, okay, but what are you going to use for the centerpieces?" And he was surprised, but he looked back at the tables, and it was rather a stark setting, and he considered the matter gravely for a moment, and then he said, in the full agency of his manhood, "Butter, squares of butter." Now, this is what you might call freedom of choice, agency, and that's what we're going to talk about for just a few minutes, agency and accountability. I must add that should we happen to choose butter for the centerpiece, we can't exactly expect compliments on the decor. We also have to accept the consequences of our choices. And it isn't so serious when we're talking about centerpieces. But in matters of life and life after death, it's critical. Agency is an eternal principle. It's implicit in the test of life. And we constantly choose between evils and goods. Satan sought to destroy the agency of man, and here on earth he's still trying to entangle us in sin. To use our agency wisely, we need information to act upon. We need a knowledge of the laws of life with their accompanying blessings and protective punishments. When we know the gospel, when we know the elements of thou shalt and the thou shalt nots, we'll make better choices. The scriptures remind us, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And our job is to search for the full truth and apply it to our lives. And though we are free to act, we need to remember that we are not free to decide what is right or wrong. That was determined eons ago. We can scoff at sacred things. We can rationalize our behavior. We can spout our own ideas or agree and disagree, but it doesn't change anything. We cannot alter God's laws. We can choose to use the truth wisely and reach our goal, or we can refuse to learn the truth and to live it and thus pay the inevitable price. Accountability is the natural product of agency and is the basis for the plan of life. Sisters, we are responsible for our own actions, and we are accountable to God for what we choose to do with our lives. In Galatians, we read something that I think is very sobering. "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that also shall he reap." Translated into the simple idiom, this means that if you pick up one end of the stick, you pick up the other. And when you choose a path, you choose the place it leads to. I well remember a striking scene that gave me a dramatic perspective of agency and accountability. I was in a village hotel, a new little hotel in Taiwan, several floors up, looking out a window at great numbers of the beautiful children of Taiwan on their way to school. From my vantage point, I could see the school some distance away. The children knew the school was there, but they couldn't see it yet. And of course, they were unaware of my presence. And they were just charming in their little official school uniform, short navy skirt or pant and a crisp, starched white shirt. And on this rainy day, they had a canary yellow slicker, each one of them. Now, some of the children carelessly dragged their slickers behind them. A few let them fly open. Others wore them tightly buttoned up like the whole armor of God. And the path they were taking through the rice paddy was well trampled. There were big mud puddles, however, and exciting places to hide between the tall rushes and temptations behind a small shop across the way. And the children came around the corner of that hotel, wave after wave of these little people of Heavenly Father's family. And according to their agency, they dawdled along or they were detoured by the slightest distraction or else they pressed toward the mark, which was the school up ahead. It was up to them now, you see. Their parents weren't around. And I was fascinated watching these children deal with their environment. Some deliberately plowed right through the mud puddles, time and time again. and they came forth filthy. Others automatically marched around the puddle, almost oblivious to it. Many absolutely couldn't resist the temptation to gingerly touch a toe in the mire. And one little girl afterwards stooped over and tried to wipe the mud from her shoe and then from her hand and then brush the spot on her clothes where she'd wiped her hand. Mud is tough to erase. Interesting, isn't it? Life from a window, agency and accountability. They made their choices and so do we. And we are like children walking a path in the rain. We can walk in or around the mud of life as we desire. But with our choices come the consequences. And we are rapidly becoming what we're going to be for all eternity. Spiritual maturity is understanding that we cannot blame anybody else for our actions. Some factors in life make it more difficult for us to do what Heavenly Father wants us to do, but we're still accountable for the way we respond to what happens to us. And you know, it's one of the things that I admire most about Mother Eve. Her absolute strength in personal accountability. When she was called on the proverbial carpet by God, she explained that Lucifer had tempted her with the fruit. But then she admitted, "And I did eat." By strict obedience, Jesus won. He didn't succumb to the temptings of Satan. And if we do what the Lord says, we have no need to fear the consequences. "Thy will, not mine, O Lord," can be comforting in times of testing and decision. Sisters, God lives and loves us, and this is His plan. And He loves you, and His will for you, when obeyed, means your ultimate joy. But I worry. I sometimes wonder if we know God's will for us, if we really know what is hurtful or sinful and why, and if we have the faintest notion, on the other hand, of the glories that He has in store for us as our reward if we are obedient. And I wonder if mothers have really taught daughters about truth and agency and accountability, and are daughters sharing with mothers their own important learnings. Individuals and families are strengthened as we help each other grow in the gospel of Jesus Christ. The 1984 scriptural theme approved by the general authorities for young women to recite in their class each week is, "I will go and do the things which the Lord hath commanded. For I know that the Lord giveth no commandment unto the children of men, save He shall prepare a way for them to accomplish the things which He hath commanded them." We can do what we're supposed to do. We are not alone. We can feel the sustaining power of the Savior, and He will help us as we strive to make our decisions all along the path. Now, sisters, let's love Him enough to be obedient. This is the season for strength. This is a time for us to choose to stand as a people who've made their covenants by baptism and in the temple, to be valiant and to be lifters of those not as blessed as we are. Recently, I was struggling with a heavy responsibility. Young women today need so much protection and guidance and love. And as I considered my own weaknesses, measured them against the wickedly clever ones of the world, I must admit that I sagged just a bit. But after praying fervently and looking deep inside of me to that place where the Spirit can touch each of us, I knew that I couldn't give up. I knew that I wanted to be one upon whom the Lord could depend. I think we each can use our free agency to be those upon whom the Lord can depend. Come on, sisters, let's do it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.